Thanks for downloading this week's podcast of From the Top. I'm your host, Christopher O'Reilly, here to introduce you to a special series of our podcasts, Behind the Curtain, which brings you backstage to hear what it takes to deliver the inspirational performances and the personal stories of America's best young classical musicians. This week, we're going to hear from our radio co-producer, Tim Banker, about what it takes to structure the interviews and conceive the non-musical parts of the show. Enjoy.
This podcast features Elena Marime, a fantastic violinist, just a superb, sophisticated teenager with an amazing ability. She plays this great, you know, the Beethoven she plays with Chris, as you'll hear, is just phenomenal in terms of its collaborative spirit.
We will be playing the Beethoven Spring Sonata, first movement.
One of the great things about podcasts is that we can include material that was cut from the actual radio show. And in this case, it's like an act of vengeance for me because I was so irritated that we had to cut this segment from Elena's appearance. You know, every cut you make is a judgment call. And I didn't think this was the best judgment call. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce it. Elena, you know, we hear in the program about Elena's fabulous teacher, Paul Cantor. We hear about her musical prowess and the fact that she eats bags of sugar in her orchestra. But the most incredible thing, I thought, was what she talked about that she does as a kind of community service.
And you've got, like any interesting person, a sublime side and a silly side. We'll tell people about the sublime side. I admire you so much. You volunteer. You play at a burn unit at a local hospital.
Yeah, at Metro Health, actually. Basically, I go in every Tuesday and Friday, and I play for the burn patients there. Just anything, Broadway hits, Disney movie stuff, my pieces I'm working on, just anything. And it's a really great experience because, like, I was talking with a music therapist there, and she was saying she's been doing all these studies on these burn patients and the effect that different kinds of music have on them. And, like, they obviously go through an immense amount of physical rehab and healing, but, like, apparently the emotional healing is, like, just as huge. And music, I guess, helps with that.
Have you noticed any specific interactions that you've had or changes that you feel you've made?
Actually, I played for this one 12-year-old girl, and when I went in, the nurses were changing one of the bandages on her hands, and she was crying because it hurt really badly. So I started playing Disney because she loves that. And she immediately stopped crying and focused her attention on me instead of the pain that she was going through. And, like, it takes the patient's minds off all that they've been through and all the pain that they're experiencing at the moment as well. So it's really cool, actually. It's a lot of fun.
It's a blessing having you there, and I'm sure it feels quite gratifying to have such a great effect on your listeners.
It's always interesting to check out how performers leave the stage, and I remember specifically with Elena having told that story, the story of working in a burn unit, that I think that it was different perhaps than when she plays and she just knocks them dead with the music performance. I feel like she not only knocked them dead with the music performance, but then she really gave of herself and shared something personal, and I think she left the stage, you know, feeling emotional about that story, not thinking about the audience, actually, not thinking about performance, but thinking about what she had said. And I think she was very proud of herself, but also having taken the risk to reveal some true emotion in front of an audience, which is a little scary.
Thank you.
For more performances and stories from America's best young classical musicians, tune in to our weekly NPR radio show. Visit fromthetop.npr.org for stations broadcasting From the Top near you. From the Top is a unique nonprofit organization that's independent of the radio stations that carry our show. Join us in celebrating the passion and dedication of our outstanding young musicians by making a gift to From the Top on our website, fromthetop.org.